This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
To say this spring has been unusual would definitely be an understatement. We've got a spring turkey hunt that's nearly over, and spring fishing has barely started. This is just something unheard of. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the first of our WSMI outdoor programs for the 2013 season. And we're starting off with a bang like we do every year. We're about a month later than normal simply because of the cold, wet, rainy weather that we've seen for the past month. Fishing is just barely getting started. If it wasn't for the hot water lakes, the power plant cooling lakes, we probably wouldn't have hardly any fishing at all. And the spring turkey hunt, it's been amazingly good despite the weather conditions we've seen. We've got some reports from the youth hunt, and we'll have those figures for you in a little bit. We've also got information on some of the lake conditions, and we'll be talking about them a little bit later in the program as well. Right now, the youth hunt, the Illinois youth turkey hunt, is wrapped up, and we do have some preliminary figures from that. The Illinois youth wild turkey season again provided an excellent opportunity for young hunters to spend time outdoors with a mentor, and 923 birds were harvested. This is an unofficial figure right now during the 2013 youth season. The season dates were March 30th and 31st for the South Zone and April 6th and 7th for the North Zone. Now, the record for the youth season was set last year with 1,300 wild turkeys harvested. This year, 4,468 youngsters had permits, and these included 112 for special hunt areas. This compares to 4,100 turkey permits issued to youths last year, including 131 for special hunt areas. Now, according to Paul Brewer, the Illinois Wild Turkey Project Manager, he says good weather for much of the season certainly helped, and he was hopeful that the better year for turkey reproduction last year was also a factor. The spring of 2012 was a dry one, unlike this year, and it was one of the drier ones in several years. After several cold, wet springs in previous years, it suppressed the survival of young turkeys. He said that an early hatch also helped turkey broods make it through the stress of the summer drought in good shape. Now, the local counties and their youth harvest during the 2013 season include Calhoun County with 17 turkeys compared to 19 last year. Macoupin County youths harvested 30 compared to 35. Jersey County youths harvested 13 compared to 18. In Madison County, the harvest was 17 compared to 16 the previous year. Morgan County youths had 10 turkeys compared to 17 the previous year. In Greene County, the harvest was 13 compared to 18. And in Sangamon County, the harvest was 7 birds compared to 6 the previous year. Now, right now, the regular wild turkey season is underway, but soon will wrap up. In the South Zone, it wraps up May 9th. In the North Zone, it wraps up May 16th. So there's very little time left for turkey hunting, but in spite of this wet, cold weather, the hunters seem to be doing some pretty good success. And I think we'll have some great figures here in about a week when they start releasing them. And as we mentioned, we've got some high water. We've got muddy water. Virtually every one of our water areas, lakes, rivers, streams, ponds, is muddy. And it's impacting our fishing. Water temperatures are way below normal for this time of year, and our fishing is not fully turned on yet. In fact, all the high water at Carlisle forced the cancellation, at least a temporary cancellation, of the Illinois High School Association bass fishing finals that were scheduled for May 3rd and 4th. It was going to be held at the Dam West Boat Ramp in the Dam West Day Use Area at Carlisle Lake. It's been temporarily canceled until further notice, and maybe permanently canceled until next year. We'll have to wait and see how long and what we can do to get this taken care of. But right now, the lake is just not safe for these kids, and fishing is terrible to begin with. And there's other problems as well. Now, Wren Lake, it's not suffering near as much as the other two lakes, but at Carlisle Lake, as of May 5th, the pool elevation stood at 452.98 feet. With a release rate of about 10,000 cubic feet per second, the lake was expected to crest on May 8th. 28th, but we've got additional rainfall, and who knows now. They've not yet said, I've not yet heard anyway, when the lake will be cresting and at how high. Although Carlisle Lake is experiencing elevated water conditions, recreational opportunities are still available. A minimum number of campsites in the Dam West, Coles Creek, and Boulder campgrounds have been closed due to the high water conditions. Campsites are also available at McNair and Dam East Spillway campgrounds. Several private campgrounds around the lake also remain open. Eldon Hazlett State Park is open and has several campsites available. The Horseshoe Island, the Keysport boat ramps remain open. In addition, high water ramps at the Dam West, Dam East, Boulder, Coles Creek, Apache, and the City of Carlisle boat ramp are all currently available for launching. Now, the boat ramps at the Allen Branch, Patoka, Tamalco, North Fork, Wood Duck, and General Dean are closed. Now, other areas closed due to the high water conditions at Carlisle include several township roads around the lake and the Lakeview and West Spillway fishing piers. Motorists should use caution when driving in low-lying areas around the lake and avoid the flooded roadways. And due to the high water levels, many breakwaters and other facilities have been overtopped by water, and caution should be used if you're boating near these or other submerged structures. Boaters should be familiar with the location of these structures before launching and must stay clear of all inundated recreational areas and beaches. Boaters should also watch for floating debris and logs. There's still quite a bit of that going on in the area. If you have questions about that, you can call the Carlisle Lake Project office at 618-594-2484. Also, the pool elevation at Lake Shelbyville is at 607.5. with a release rate of 4,120 cubic feet per second. The campgrounds at Shelbyville remain open. Although there is some high water conditions, the rising pool has impacted some sites around the lake. Boat launch facilities with courtesy docks will remain open in all major recreation areas with the exception of Whitley Creek. All secondary boat ramps are closed. These include the Coal Shaft Bridge, the Sand Cove Road, Johnson's Bluff, and Bruce West ramps. The Illini Backpacking Trail, which runs from Lone Point Recreation Area to the Eagle Creek State Park, Coon Creek Trail, and Ocot Bluff Trail are all closed. Hikers can still use the Campfield Trail. Other campsites that are open for the season, Bowood and Lithia Springs, will remain open. Some are slightly impacted, but there should be plenty of sites available for visitors. And during the higher water periods, boaters should use caution on this lake as well. For the latest information on Lake Shelbyville, give the project office a call at 217-774-3951. There you go. We got high water at the core lakes. Most of our local lakes are plumb full, and we've got muddy conditions, but fishing will be turning on and turning on very quickly, and I suspect by this time next week we'll have plenty of good fishing to report. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.